It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 23 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. I'm finally getting that spit out of my mouth.
Yeah, right? It's perfect.
You know, it's only taken me about 23 episodes to do it, and I'll mess it up before we get done today.
Every time you hear them do it, that was the fourth take.
That's right. That's exactly right. But we're back. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
Snow Day.
Yes.
Incredibly cold for Southwest Arkansas.
That's right.
Probably going to be, we're going to run through this stuff. We don't have any guests, just Tony, me, and you.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that. We're going to talk about what happened in basketball in Southwest Arkansas in the last week. We're going to talk about a couple of other things that I don't really want to talk about.
Yep.
But we'll get to them later.
Luckily, Tuttle will not be here today.
Yeah,
for that.
I'm glad Tuttle's not here.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about it ever again.
Yeah, that's it. You have my word. I'll cut it out.
That's everything right. That's right. Yeah. So, but let's start off with the Leopards. Mm-hmm. Tony, Leopards had a tough week last week.
It was a tough week. You know, we go to Hope. We play home against Nashville. The only win that the combined teams get out of the thing is the girls' win at Hope. And frankly, I didn't think we played very well at Hope.
No.
But the boys lose on Tuesday, 85-56. Hope's very athletic.
Sure. They
had a reverse dunk. That will tell you how athletic Hope is Friday.
You guess you don't see that too often in high school.
Not in high school basketball. You do not see many reverse dunks.
How tall? Do you know how tall
he's about
the guy?
6'3".
Yeah.
Okay. And what's interesting about that, he was at Nashville last year.
Ah.
He moved to Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We're lucky he didn't transfer between Tuesday and Friday with this new transfer rule because we played the Scrappers Friday. And they
reverse dunked on you again.
Yeah.
Same guy.
68-37. This is not going to be an easy week coming up either, Greg.
Yeah, no.
Tuesday, the Magnolia Panthers come to the Coliseum. And then Friday, we make the drive, the pilgrimage, that we're leaving Wednesday to go to Camden Fairview.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, you guys like to leave a little early for that Camden Fairview trip, right?
Hey, the one good thing, there's two good things about it.
Yeah.
You got the sandbar,
mm-hmm.
the best steak in Arkansas, I promise you.
Okay. Absolutely.
Promise you.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you got Wendy's at Hope on the way back.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
So fill up on the steak, then fill up the corners with a Frosty.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well,
those
you know,
two,
I might have to go with you guys.
Yeah, that'd be awesome,
sounds like
man.
A great trip.
I would love that.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, those two teams sitting at a combined 23-6 on the year. Magnolia's undefeated in the league, you know, and Fairview, all that in a bag of chips, too. So, Leopards will definitely have their hands full this week with the level of competition. And then maybe we get a couple of breaks in the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Leopards won at Hope 49-28, mm-hmm. got off to a huge lead, and then just kind of, I don't know. I mean,
played to the level of competition.
That's probably a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. And then 63-26 against the Scrapperettes Friday night. And I said it on the radio. I said it again to Paul Dean at church yesterday. It's like if you don't stop and count them, it's like they're playing defense with six or seven girls.
It really is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it is. You know, Jim Cross said last week, I just wanted to take my headset off and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a perfect description of the Scrapperettes.
Yeah. You know, to give the Lady Leopards a little credit, they played with them for a half a quarter.
They did.
They actually led 4-2.
Yeah.
And probably 4 minutes into the game. I don't know. It may have been a little farther than that because really nobody scored for a while.
Right.
And it seemed like for a long time. But then all of a sudden, man, that's what the Scrapperettes do to you. Their defense is so intense and it's so constant and it's never ending and it's all over the court. They just wear you down.
Yeah.
And you just make one little mistake. It's 2 points.
Yeah.
Then you make another one. It's 2 points.
Yeah.
And before you know it, they've scored 20 points on you.
They just
turn defense into offense.
Yeah.
Which you know, basketball is usually tick for tack. You get a shot, I get a shot. You get a shot, I get a shot. But with Nashville, it's we get a shot, we get a steal, we get another shot, we get a steal, we get another shot.
Yeah.
And they just get a lot more looks at the basket because of the good defense they play.
Crazy. Yeah. It sounds like stifling just pressure, right? I mean, keeping
– really is. They play real. They play really good defense. And, I can tell you this, and nobody's a bigger Leopard fan than I am, but I would like to take my headsets off and just watch that game.
Yeah, too.
But because – they're that good.
Yeah.
And it's coaching.
That's a coaching mentality, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
And they're good. But you know, so we lost. We're going to go on to this next week.
Well, one more note.
Yeah, go ahead.
They 63-26 without Olivia Dean, probably one of their two or three best players. They didn't have her.
No, that's
Friday
true.
Night.
That's true.
They'll have her next time we play them.
That's true. Yeah, she's going to be cleared Tuesday.
Right.
So she should be back next time we play them. This coming week, though, my biggest hope for this week is that we don't get a game canceled or postponed due to weather.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have to play either one of these two teams in addition to playing two other games a week.
Right.
Because – Magnolia, they're 3-1 in the conference. And girls, they're ranked 7th in the state. Nashville's 2.
Right. That one loss is to Nashville.
Yeah, and they're ranked 7th in the state. Camden, we talked about this on the radio a little bit earlier today. They got a 6'3 girl. She's a freshman. She can dunk.
Yeah. It's craziness.
Yeah. They can dunk.
Think we could set up something where she plays Greg 1-on-1 and sell tickets to it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it up to the Coliseum. Yeah,
she's not going. She's not getting inside of
them. I would.
Do I only get 5 fouls or how many do I get?
I would just love to.
Greg plays like street court rules on that.
I just like to see Rebels get taken to the hole by a 6'3 girl.
I'm down.
And then Tomahawk dunked on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to get dunked on. I'm smart enough to get out of the way.
Posterized, as they say.
Be that great photo of her dunking and Greg running the other way.
Like this.
Yeah.
That. Sorry.
Yeah.
But a little more on a more serious note, per some of our sources, the best girls basketball player in the state right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a 9th grader.
That's
and
crazy.
she's already got offers from several D1 schools.
Mm.
So she's the real deal.
Yeah.
So we got a really tough week, both boys and girls.
As a Leopard fan and play by play guy, I look at this week, and if our boys and girls would, and we you want to win every game. I don't want anybody to mistake that I'm not rooting for the Leopards 100% every ball game. But if both teams come to the aisle this week 1-1, that's a win. Because this is some really good competition this week. Lady Leopards currently sit 5th in the 4A Region 7. They're actually tied with Arkadelphia at 2-2, but Arkadelphia right now has the tiebreaker by virtue of the win.
Yeah,
last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and so just to kind of wrap up the Leopards, couple of hard week this last week. Going to be another hard week this week.
Yeah.
You know, these are the two teams that Ashdown played last week, and so now we get them this week.
Yeah.
And,
maybe we'll take Cross with us.
we might need to do that. But just to wrap up the Leopards, our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week's Jake Martin. Jake had. He was our McDonald's player of the game both Tuesday and Friday night.
Nice.
Had two really good games.
Yeah.
I think he scored 11 at Hope and 15. I know he scored 15 against Nashville and
he
played good defense.
He was the one constant. And Greg's right. Rebounding, assists. Jake in the past has had a tendency to get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Playing excellent defense. You look at the Leopards, he has really improved since day one till now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Moving on, I know we want to talk about the Panthers, but first we should maybe talk about Ashdown Vet Clinic.
And Martin Veterinary Services in DeQuoin.
That's right, exactly. 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown for the Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, 870-898-5181. And over at DeQuoin Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West here in DeQuoin, 870-642-8387.
That's Vets.
That is Vets, my friend. Easy enough for you T9 texters out there from back in the day.
That's right.
Yeah, if you remember that.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. You up or something like, you know, you, because it was a hassle texting Y-O-U. Come
right.
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. Took Ollie out last week.
Yeah.
Treated him with excellent care.
Awesome.
Actually, Kayla Martin.
Mm.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Got Legacy. You got Dr. Kenny Martin. Now we got Kayla Martin.
Yeah.
She's working there, vet school. You know, she's fixing to be a vet.
Showing him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and doing a great job. I mean, they treated us well. Can't have no complaints. They can do it all. You know, if you need a spay, you need a neuter, you need heartworm pills, you need any kind of vaccinations, they've got all that stuff for all your animals. Big animals, actually told us that Friday, Kayla was out semen testing bulls. So she's not only just doing small animals, she's doing the big animals,
livestock
too.
They
do it all. So
it's so important. And also, just as a note, DeQuoin Animal Hospital, 5 out of 5 stars out of 267 reviews. So that should tell you something. They know you. They know your pet's name. They're so friendly. They take care of you. They make you feel really good, because we all know how stressful it can be taking our pets out. But Southwest Arkansas is covered for your veterinary needs and all the things you've come to expect from them.
That's exactly right. Both in Ashdown and in DeQuoin.
Speaking of Ashdown, Panthers, really tough week last week.
Yeah.
Like a replica of the week the Leopards are about to go through.
well, hope not.
Yeah, we hope not. Yeah.
Tuesday, 76-24 loss at Magnolia.
Mm.
And then Friday, a 60-23 loss to Camden Fairview. And, you know, just after coming off such a great football season and a great run, you know, it's got to be tough. They're 0-8, 0-4 in the league, and of course that's eighth place in the 4A7.
Of course, we have a problem here in Southwest Arkansas at all the schools with depth, right? And then it's like you have a great football season. Does that weigh on your basketball season
absolutely.
As well? Yeah.
I mean, kids have only got so much in them. I mean, they're expected. A lot of the kids in our area are expected to do their share of the work on a farm or a chicken house or whatever. And then, you know, football practice. Football's not just a 4 or 5 month sport anymore. It's a year-round sport.
Absolutely.
And then you make a 3-week run in the playoffs, so you've extended your regular season to including the week zero to 14 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you want kids to come out and play basketball.
Yeah, right after, break.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Overlapping some.
And one of the things that Tony mentioned, that it's not just football, it's year-round.
Yeah.
All the sports are year-round pretty much. So you've got to actually, in the summer, you know, you've got football, you've got basketball, you got baseball. They're working out all these different things. And so sometimes you just get worn out and need a rest.
Absolutely.
And I think that's hurting the depth on the Ashdown Panthers this year. You know, they've moved up some ninth graders, as Jim talked about last week, and he shouted them out. And, you know, I know that they're not doing what they want to do, but I think that's probably has a little bit to do with the football season they had.
Yeah.
Well, and I've always had the philosophy, and I think they're doing the right thing. If you're going to get beat, go ahead and get better in the future.
Yeah.
When you pull up ninth graders too, by the time they are seniors, they got that extra year, you know, like
that's
they,
right.
Yeah. So lots of learning potential. I mean, 76-24, that's a rough one at Magnolia.
Yeah.
But they can learn.
And this week it gets a little easier for them.
Yeah.
I mean, at Arkadelphia is not easy. They're 10-4 in the league, 3-1, overall 3-1 in the league. But they go to Malvern on Friday. Malvern's 4-5. They don't have a league win yet. And Greg, they're beatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They're beatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want my old buddy Jess Martin to
No, I hope he's not listening.
Yeah. But.
Because he won't let us forget it.
No, yeah, he will not. No. He'll be over there while the game's going on, and we're at the score at the scores table doing radio, and he's like, I heard what you said.
Yeah.
that's exactly right. But I think, you know, that they do have a winnable game there with Malvern, that's what you're talking about. Lady Panthers, you know, they're 1-3 in the conference, 3-6 overall. Tough week. But you know what? When you look at the scores,
that's what scares me about the Lady Panthers. Yeah, as far as the Lady Leopards are concerned,
yeah, they're playing
better with these schools.
Yeah, Magnolia, the 7th ranked team in 4A, they lost. You know, they lost by 14.
Yeah,
And they lost by 22 to Camden.
Yeah,
and no shame in either one of those scores.
No,
but I think that again this week, they probably got some potential. I think they can play with Arkadelphia, don't you?
Yeah, Arkadelphia's tough in their place.
Yeah, it's going to be tough at Arkadelphia, but they can play with them. And also Malvern, that should be a win for the Lady Panthers.
Even though it's on the road, I agree with you.
Yeah,
it should be a win for them. Yeah. So they've got the potential to go 2-0 this week, at least 1-1.
Yeah.
And, I'm like you. I look at their scores and I think, They're not as bad as we were told. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah. Well, what I remember is last year, them scoring 6 points.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You remember those?
I do.
Yeah. So they've got some players.
Yeah, coming a long way. And like you said, 14-point loss. Yeah, you're talking about like one half of one quarter. You need a little heater on that, and then you're
another tough place to play is at Magnolia.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you go down there and you stay within 14 points of their girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
You aren't bad.
Right. Yep.
So this week should bode well for both the Panthers and the Lady Panthers. Our Horatio State Bank Panther Player of the Week this week's going to be LaKenya Williams, and she's one of the people we're worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
And so that's it for the Panthers.
Absolutely. Let's take a second to talk about Dr. Randy Walker, the multi-specialty clinic here in Sevier County, 777. 7 days a week, they have you covered from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if disaster, after those hours that you might need a provider, they have a 24/7 after-hours on-call provider, 870-584-3000, option 6, and you will talk to an actual human being, which is really nice. Plus, all of the stuff that you've come to expect from a multi-specialty clinic: wound care, fracture care and casting, joint injections, minor skin lacerations, IV fluids and antibiotics. You have your adult and pediatric immunizations and allergy shots, EPSDT, wellness physicals, and so much more.
One of the things about that, you mentioned pediatric.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have a new pediatric clinic.
That's right.
Located in the old Sears building right across the street there. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Nick Matthews is there. Take care of your kids. Great service there.
Absolutely.
And so if you need pediatric care, head over there.
And they're taking all the major healthcare providers and everything. So if you've been struggling, finding a proper pediatrician, kind of like I have here in Sevier County, I have a new place that I can go to. So it makes me feel really good. That's Dr. Randy Walker.
And then if you go to the Queens School District, you have the Leopard Care Clinic.
That's right.
On campus, full service medical clinic, Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Leopard Care Clinic supports student success because healthy students are better learners. I'm going to tell you, this is an amazing service that we're getting from the Walkers at the school. Keeps kids in school.
Faculty in school.
Keeps teachers in school. I was just going to say, both of them. And that's just such a great thing to have at our school. It enables kids to be able to go, not miss a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have something that needs to be taken care of, that they can stay in school.
Yeah.
They can go there, get a prescription, get it after school, get it taken care of, and continue on learning.
DeQueen Public Schools, some of the best testing scores in the state, and also hanging up there easily nationally as well. And I wonder how much having an on-campus full-service medical clinic can attribute to that.
That's a great thought. I never thought of that, but that is a great thought.
Yeah.
It has a factor.
It helps. It definitely helps. What do you got over there,
well,
Tony?
You know, I got the good one. I got Simple Simon's pizza. Buddy. And if you've not sworn off professional football like my buddy Greg Rebels has, you might be thinking about what am I going to do down the road here with the conference championship games, the Super Bowl coming up, and they've got you covered, man. I'm just looking at some of this stuff. There's a loaded sports deal for $59.99, feeds 20.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd pleaser feeds 25 to 30, $119.99. And it's got everything. It's got wings. It's got all kinds of pizza. Mm. It's got subs. It's got a cookie.
Big cookie.
Yeah.
It's a big cookie.
Yeah. The Beast Feast, $129.99, feeds 25 to 30 people. Cheese sticks and pizzas. And I mean, I don't know how you can go wrong.
Oh, you can't.
Unless you just quit watching football.
Yeah, well, he was talking on the show today. He's like going to become a Vikings fan. He's going to become a big Philadelphia fan, Eagles fan, I think he's going to become.
Hey, I'm just there's gonna, still room on the Steelers bandwagon.
Yeah. I'm just going with the winners.
Yeah, with the winners.
Yeah,
well,
I guess I'm
going
to be a Ravens fan for now.
Yeah, you'll be a big winner if you decide to use.
Man, I kind of hope that's where you go because that seems to be where the misery kind of follows.
Yeah. I understand. I think I'm just going to quit sports altogether.
Yeah.
I'm just
kidding. Well, if you want to be a winner, unlike Greg, you use Simple Simon's pizza.
That's right.
To cater your sporting events, your watch parties, your UFC night, your Super Bowl party, all of that good stuff. NBA finals, whatever. It doesn't matter what the sport is. You can use them. What about we got Ayers Cleaners as well to talk about downtown DeQueen on Gilson Avenue.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, open on Saturday now for your convenience, which is really good. And all of your dry cleaning needs taken care of. Grandma's quilt that she made. They're going to take really good care of that, make sure it gets washed in the proper way. You don't got to worry about it getting lost or shrinking or not being able to clean it effectively. They got that. Plus your suits and tuxedos. If you have a bachelor party or something and your friend decides to do a Eddie Van Halen knee slide across the parking lot in your rented tux, well, they can kind of take care of some of the marks on the,
that's exactly right.
Know, yeah, whatever it needs. Ayers Clinic, yeah, or Ayers Cleaners. Sorry.
Ayers Cleaners. But yep. You know, one going back to the Simple Simon's just for a second, I want to talk about their super supreme pizza for $16.99.
Yeah.
Got a picture of it here. It's got Jeff Tuttle's crown on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I think it reigns supreme.
Absolutely.
Even over Jeff Tuttle. And just looking at it closely, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that looks
look
so
at that.
Good.
Looks so good.
Good. I
makes
love their
want,
crust.
Makes me want pizza right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one last thing to talk about before we get into the Dirks Outlaws is the clinic they have at Dirks.
Yeah.
They have a Dirks clinic over there, which they're expanding.
Yeah.
And they add three more examination rooms. Also going to add an x-ray machine.
Yeah.
So their services are increasing over there all the time. Go by and see them. They're right there on Main Street and easy access in and out. Go by and see them, and they'll be glad to take care of you over there.
Bringing you the Dirks Outlaws talk this time, and the podcast as a whole, our title sponsor, thank you, Dr. Randy Walker. What's going on with the Outlaws last week and this
week?
Last
week was a pretty good week to be an Outlaws fan. They go 5-1 between the boys and girls on the week. You know, when Dirks was down here in our tournament, Greg, I was impressed with their boys.
Yes.
And they start with a loss at Spring Hill. Not a lot of shame in that.
No.
71-65. But Thursday they come back. They beat Caddo 56-50. They beat Foreman Friday 69-33. And they currently sit on top of the 2A Region 7. 12-7 overall. 6-1 in the league. And Tuesday would be a fun day. You and I, of course, be at the Coliseum calling Magnolia and DeQueen. But it'd be a fun day to be down at Horatio when the Outlaws and the Lions get it on.
Because
that place is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
those two teams, they get ready to play each other.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then Akron, 12-12, 6-2 on Friday. So Outlaws right now in the driver's seat.
Yeah, Akron's a good basketball team. So can't take them lightly. Lady Outlaws are sitting at 8-9, 4-3 in the conference. They're third in their conference, and they had three wins last week. Tony, they beat Spring Hill, which is a big win.
Yes,
big win there, 40-35. Thursday they beat Caddo 42-32, and then 68-29 win over Foreman Friday. So
what that did essentially was bring them from the bottom of the conference to the middle top.
Yeah,
you know, they went, I think they were fifth or sixth, and now they're third in the conference. So
sweet.
And two tough games for the Lady Outlaws this week. They got Horatio. Horatio beat them at Dirks already once this year. Horatio 6-1. We'll talk about them more later. But then they've got Akron. Akron 21-5 and 8-0. Wow. We saw them last year in the tournament. Yep. They're an excellent basketball team.
Yeah.
And going to be a tough go for the Lady Outlaws there. But
one of those weeks where, and again, I mean, I hope our teams in our region win every game. But if you come out of this week 1-1,
yeah,
you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too. Because two tough games there at Horatio and then playing Akron.
A combined 32-11 between the two teams they play this week.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So, there it's going to be a tough week for the Lady Outlaws. But moving on, our Toad Thumper Outlaw Player of the Week this week, Sydney Mounts.
That's right,
Sydney Mounts. And so, congratulations to her, and we thank Toad Thumper Lures for their sponsorship of the Outlaw Player of the Week every week.
Awesome.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks to that sponsor as well. I'm wearing your hat right now.
He is.
Yes. Now, I guess moving on, Cossetot River. What's no Phillip Fields today to bring us the scoop, but we got all the information that we need, right?
I think so.
Okay.
They win two last week. The Eagles do, 55-45 versus Danville, and then at Two Rivers, 58-28. They currently sit at 13-6, 4-2 in the league, and they're in that four spot in the 3A Region 4. Another good basketball team, Greg. We've had occasion to watch Cossetot River a couple of times, and they are the consummate team. There's not dominant players on that team. There's not a guy that's going to go out and score 30, but they got five guys that'll go out and score 13.
That's right.
So.
That's right. They're a really good team, and I'm just looking at this. Interesting to know how at 4-2 they could be fourth. So I guess that's because everybody hadn't played everybody.
Well, I think they're actually in a tie for fourth. Okay. But yeah, there's a log jam in the 3A Region 4.
Yeah, and look, they got a big game, two big games this week. Boonville.
Chance to make up a lot of ground.
Yeah, of course, Boonville was in football playoffs for a long time, so they hadn't played that many games. You know, they've only played 13 games. They're 4-1 in conference, though, so they're one that's ahead of them. And also, they're playing Paris, who 5-15, but they're 3-2 in the conference. So, you know, got a tough week. Two home games, though, so that helps out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then look at the Lady Eagles, man. They've been blowing it going. got cut back just a little bit this week, you know, lost one game. They're tied for first in their conference at 5-1. They sit at 13-7. They had a big win over Danville, 50-30. Lost to Two Rivers, 56-48 at Two Rivers.
Close game.
Yeah, close game. And you know, Two Rivers is nothing to be ashamed at there.
I got a question. And you may know this. Danville's the Little Johns, right? That's their nickname. What are the girls called? The Lady Little Johns?
The Lady Little Janes.
I would say the
Lady Little Johns.
This is the stuff that keeps me up at night.
Yeah. I think when the Eagles fight the Two Rivers, they got to call that a tournament called the Battle of the Three Rivers. Cossetot River versus the Two Rivers.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They can play that in Pittsburgh.
I wonder what Two Rivers that is.
I don't know.
I know you don't. I knew that. That's one thing I didn't know.
You weren't asking me.
No, I wasn't asking you. I was just wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talking
that was,
out loud.
That was dumb for me to even say that. You know what? I don't know, strangely. That's odd for me to not know that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll tell you anything you need to know about Canada, though.
Yeah, I know.
They got a bunch of rivers up there.
Nobody wants to know anything about Canada.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and last night, and this is totally off the subject, they showed a shot of Detroit, and then they showed, is it Windsor, Ontario, on the outside of Detroit? And that was a really cool shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that bridge that crosses, but Ambassador Bridge or something like that between the two cities.
He didn't know anything about that.
No,
either.
I did. I've been out too close to there. Yeah, Ontario's nice. I was almost going to say, though, I have heard a lot of Canadians complain about having to learn American history. Oh. And then they like, why don't you guys have to learn Canadian history? Do something. That's, I don't know what
we did.
Yeah,
St. Lawrence Seaway.
Yeah,
fur trappers.
Yeah, there was some stinky Frenchmen.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's
then
it.
And then some Indians that helped.
That's and the Canadian French history. Indian. You
well,
got
I'll
it,
tell you, Tyler. Off air, I got a story to tell you about my trip to Canada.
Oh,
right. I can't talk
so,
about
okay.
it.
So going back to the Lady Eagles,
yeah.
playing excellent basketball. They've just really stepped it up since Christmas, and you know they've got Boonville coming in 6-10 overall, 2-3 in the conference, and Friday Paris 7-13 and 2-3 in the conference. So looks like to be maybe kind of a rest week for the Lady Eagles. I you know, you never know.
Well, but I think they would be disappointed not to come out of the week 7-1 in the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a stretch to say that.
No, yeah, I think that's probably true.
And I'm going to tell you, we watched them struggle in the DeQueen tournament.
Yes.
Since then, they've got it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really have. This may be their first loss since then.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, it may be since that week. But anyway, the Union Bank Eagle Player of the Week is going to be Kaylee Williams for the Lady Eagles there. And just looking forward to see what they're going to do the rest of the year. I think they've got it going on, and it's going to be a really great season for them.
Nice. Shall we talk about the Warriors now?
Let's do it. Legacy yeah. Warriors. You know, they're 8-11, 2-5. Young team.
Yes.
You know,
as young as you'll find in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Monday they lost 85-79 at Victory. Tuesday they had a 65-27 win versus Cornerstone, and then Friday an 86-72 loss versus Columbia. All these are Christian schools. They've got, you know. The thing that surprises me about this is the wide disparity in points scored.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at 79, 72, and then 27 versus Cornerstone.
Yeah.
So Cornerstone must be
– they must play a 1-3-1 zone.
Yeah, they might. they may do that. They may play a 1-3-1 zone. But I think, you know, a good week for them overall. You know, they didn't win. But one game, but I mean, they were in both of these other games, and as young as they are, I think that's probably good for them at this point in time. This week, they've only got one game, and that's at Trinity, and Legacy beat them earlier by 14, so doing good there. The Lady Warriors, they're sitting at 16-5.
Again, more wins than any team we cover.
That's right, 5-1. Look at 48-10.
Yeah.
They beat Victory, and Tuesday a 68-13 win, and then a 54-15 win.
The most points you give up in a three-game week is 15. Matter of fact, combined, last week they had 38 points scored.
What is that? You know, and they've got Oakley Lofton, who we call Mrs. Double-Double.
Yeah.
She is in the running for National Player of the Week on Scorebook Live. Voting will be closed by the time you hear this.
Yeah. The last time I checked, and I voted for her several times, she had nearly 25,000 votes.
Yeah.
But she was still in second place. Yeah, so, man, yeah. I hope that turns around. That would be really cool for her to win that.
Yeah, yep. It really would be cool for her to win it. But a lot of votes for her, and I sat there and voted for her during the whole second half of the Cowboy game.
Yeah. And that was more fun than watching
it. Yeah, that's right. I didn't want to. I just kept my head down, kept punching them. So,
oh boy.
We'll get there anyway. But so anyway, great week for the Lady Warriors, and they play at Trinity, which Legacy lost to them by 20 earlier this year.
Trinity so, must be tough.
Yeah, and you know, but you know, I think that also, again, Legacy's young, both boys and girls, and this is going, you know, they played more games now. I think that may be help them. Our Stillwell's Warrior Player of the Week this week's going to be freshman Manolo Vasquez, and he in a game against Columbia Christian Friday night, he had 27 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, 4 deflections, and 1 steal. Pretty impressive night for a freshman.
Well, we got to see him last year
as an
at Genoa as an eighth grader, and he impressed us then.
Yeah.
So yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, he really did a good job, and especially in that game. You know, unfortunately, it was a loss for the Warriors, but congratulations to Manolo for being the Stillwell's Player of the Week for the Warriors this week.
Awesome.
Now we move on to the Gators.
Absolutely.
3-13 on the year, 0-7. That's sixth place in the 2A region, 7. And I don't know if this is an error on Scorebook Live's part. They have it on Scorebook Live that they lost at home to Murfreesboro 10-0. Now, I have a hard time buying that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what was involved there, if it was a mistype. I don't know. Friday, we're pretty confident of this score. They lose to Derrick's 69-33. So that's been a tough go for the Gators, although there's some reason for hope this week.
Yeah, there is. They're playing at Akron, which will be a tough game, but then they've got Odin Friday night at 1-7 in the league, 2-16 overall. Should be a game that they can compete in there.
Yes, yes.
And then Lady Gators, they're sitting at 4-13, and they're 0-7 overall in the conference, but lost to Murfreesboro 56-33 Tuesday and 68-29 at Dirks Friday. Again, I got to play Akron. and that's going to be a tough one for them. But Odin, 0-17 and 0-7 in conference. So looks like one of those two teams will get a conference win this week.
That's exactly right.
And I think that Lady Gators looking good there.
Yeah.
So our Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week is going to be senior guard Ethan Cockrell. And congratulations to him. And thank you to Horatio State Bank for everything you do.
Awesome. Horatio Lions.
That's next.
What's going on with the Lions this week? And what happened last week, I guess?
Well, they're sitting at 4-14 overall, 2-5 in the league, which is the 2A7. We've talked about it extensively. Uh-huh. That is fifth place. Boys had a tough week, lost three, lost to Mineral. And I think these were all home games, if I'm correct, you know, my research is right. 55-34. Thursday, lost to Akron, 41-36. And then Friday lost to Spring Hill 58-44. Those are three tough ball games.
Yeah,
they really are.
They are three tough games. And then the game that we talked about, Greg, that you and I would like to go to in Horatio on Tuesday, they get the Outlaws, who are 12-7, 6-1 in the league. And that's going to be a rompous atmosphere. Boys, the girls and boys games, the girls game is going to be a really good ball game.
Oh, yeah. And I think the boys' game will be a good game too. It was a pretty close game at Dirks, but I think it'll be a good game. Then Friday they go to Caddo, and looks like Caddo's going to be potentially a win for the Lions there.
Yeah, we've been to Caddo.
Yeah, we have been, good basketball over at Caddo.
It absolutely is a lot of tradition.
Yeah, there is. And Lady Lions, you know, they're sitting at 11-6, 6-1 overall, puts them second in the conference. They had a 53-15 win versus Mineral Springs and then lost at Akron 45-35. No shame there. Actually lost to Akron at home. And then they beat Spring Hill 47-36. Of course, Tuesday, we've talked about this when we talked about the Outlaws. They've got Dirks, 8-9, 4-3. Going to be a great game,
yes.
I think. Friday, Caddo Hills, 8-7, 1-4. And looking at that, potentially could win both games.
I absolutely could be potentially win both
games. Yeah, I mean, they beat Dirks
especially
once
at home.
Already.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Our Horatio State Lions Player of the Week is Izzy Tenajero. He had a nearly a double-double week last week. The numbers weren't quite there, but he had impressive numbers. We've got to meet him. We got to meet him after we picked our Southwest Arkansas
All-Star team.
He was in studio, and he's just a great young man.
He is a great young man. And congratulations to him for what he did for Lion basketball last week, and look forward to seeing what happens this week.
Well, and I've got a shout out to the whole Horatio Lions basketball team. I saw a post this week. I follow them, their basketball page on Facebook. 3.55 team GPA for the Horatio Lions.
Nice.
That's very impressive.
That really,
those young men combined beat my GPA.
I understand. And that doesn't surprise me.
No, it won't surprise anybody, including my ninth grade English teacher, Mrs. Oxley.
So sorry, Miss Oxley.
But
God rest her soul.
That pretty much covers basketball for last week and for this week. Got a couple other things we want to talk about.
We can just wrap it up, right, Greg?
Yeah, well, we
just
can.
Wrap it up.
Let's just wrap it up right now.
Let's get on out of here.
Yeah, let's do that. we're gonna talk a little bit about the King Tut and him, mm-hmm. him being the winner of the college pick'em.
Yeah.
And I'm the loser of the college pick'em.
So that means?
Because I gave Tony a break.
Right.
So I'm buying lunch.
You're buying lunch.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm buying it today. Sorry, Jeff. Oh, yeah.
What are you buying? A couple of ham sandwiches or, you know, some M&Ms from Easy Mart?
Pruitt's and getting some lunch meat and a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Whatever they got in the hot bar down at TJ's.
Yeah. You got to be here. You miss out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Some Crispitos.
Yeah. The Easy Mart.
Yeah.
The Easy Mart Crispitos.
Yeah.
Over.
Good. Help yourself out. Yeah. You got a pizza stick there with your name on it. That's lunch.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. But anyway.
He's also off to a 2-game lead in the NFL playoffs because you and I picked exactly the same. He picked different twice. He picked Green Bay. He also picked the Texans over the Browns. And he hit on both of those.
Yeah.
What's he know that we don't know?
Well, he knows I think that probably, you know, we are influenced somewhat by your dad.
Yeah.
In the Browns, I wanted them to win for him.
Yeah.
And I know you did as well.
Yes.
He just knew the Cowboys suck.
Maybe he's from the future. Maybe that.
Yeah. Time travel. He talks about time travel
all
the time.
That's right. He won't shut up about time travel. He's always talking about
it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he had already been there.
Does anybody know that Tuttle's got a phone booth at his house?
Yeah, that's right.
I am right now eliminating him from the competition. Oh. He's out.
He's out?
Yeah, he's
disqualified.
Yeah, because he can't time travel.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
Yeah, it is cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Let me ask, did you iron out the rules before this thing started?
I make the rules as I go.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. But amazing to me that, first of all, that he picked both of those right and we picked them both wrong.
Yeah.
I would have bet money, and I actually told Tony this yesterday morning. He said he's one up on us. I said, "Yeah, we're going to get him back, though." I think
psychic ability. I don't know. He's a Packer fan, so and I'm a Steeler fan, but I went against the Steelers today because I just they're an overwhelming underdog. I think that line started at 8 and it's up to about 10 now.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, he saw that Packer thing coming from a mile away, and I didn't.
You know, well, I just don't see. I mean, I know that people are going to say the Cowboys choked, and I don't know that they really did. I just think Green Bay's been on a roll for the last 3 or 4 games and continued on that roll. You know, you get a team in pros, if they get hot right at the right time, they can roll through this stuff.
Well, momentum is everything.
It absolutely
is. Yeah.
As a Cowboys fan, and I love the NFL, so I've got an opinion as well. Let's say Jerry Jones, he may have already fired McCarthy for all I know. We've been in here for 45 minutes. It could have happened.
That's right. he should have.
Who would you think would be a good candidate to be the next Cowboys football coach?
Well,
because that's a big deal. You know, Dak takes a lot of criticism, not only because he's Dak, but because he is the Cowboys quarterback.
That's right.
That is we talked about it when he was negotiating his contract. You can negotiate a little less if you're the Dallas Cowboys quarterback because you're going to get all these,
endorsements
and opportunities to make money on the side rather than being like the Detroit Lions quarterback, and nothing against the Detroit Lions, but that's just the way it is. There's 4 or 5 glamour quarterback positions in the league. Dallas is one of them, and maybe the biggest one.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things about it is, I mean, and you can argue this if you want to, but Dallas is America's team.
Mm-hmm.
I can argue that.
I know. I know you can argue it from wins and losses, but I don't know that you can argue it from where all their fan base is.
Well, I will tell you why I think I can argue that.
Yeah.
That was something NFL Films made up, and they came to the Steelers first. This is something you can research. They came to the Steelers first, and Rooney said, "This is the, I mean, it's the truth. You'll have to acknowledge the truth. You Google it this week. They
I don't
came
know
to
if
the Steelers first.
Eye roll.
Art Rooney said, we're not America's team. We're Pittsburgh's team. And they went to the Cowboys.
Well, possibly, but now that was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Now they are America's team.
Like if you ask anybody in Germany.
I don't know if you go to visiting NFL stadiums that anybody has more fans there on the visitor side than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But it's just like if you ask a guy in Germany who like the biggest NFL team, he'll go, oh, yeah, Dallas, yeehaw, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're the most famous team.
You go out to Africa in the middle of the bush.
Yeah.
But I think
bush.
That's as much for being
Dallas.
Dallas.
You know, partly for being famous, yes, but notorious as well.
Yes.
Their owner's notorious. You know, they're notorious choke artists. I mean, I think there are reasons that the Cowboys are a popular football team. Not all of them are good.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, but my point in saying that was the fact that, you know, first of all, as a Dallas fan, I never thought Mike McCarthy was a choice. We talked about this off the air.
Well, you told me that when it happened.
Yeah, I told you that when it happened. I would have kept Kellen Moore and got rid of Mike McCarthy this last year. And we talked about that off the air. But so you get rid of him, no love lost. But the thing about the Cowboys and or Jerry Jones, I think they're the same. You know, they are the same. He's not just going to go hire Joe Blow. He's got to splash. He's got to make a splash.
Even if it's a bad one.
Yeah. So
even if it's a cannonball.
So it's like.
Or belly flop.
Yeah, belly flop. That's right. So you go with like, who everybody's talking about is Bill Belichick.
Be a terrible hire.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill Belichick would do it. But if he would, I don't think it's a good hire. I mean, the guy is too old.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. If they hire Pete Carroll, I'm done with them.
I wouldn't understand that either.
I
would not understand
I don't think that. You know, here's the deal is it's time to go with somebody young, fresh, new. Look at the teams that are winning.
Yeah.
They don't have 70-year-old coaches on their team.
Kyle
most
Shanahan.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, and you know, I mean, even the Steelers, you know, what's he, 52 maybe?
Yeah, and he's been coaching 17 years, and he's just now 52 years old.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's the direction you need to look and go. But then you've also got to have somebody that's got the oomph to stand up to the Joneses.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going to just go with whatever they say, you're not going to do well.
Well, and
football.
I think that's why Jimmy Johnson, for one, left. Bill Parcells was only able to endure 4 years of it.
Yep.
And Bill Parcells was a good football coach.
Yep.
He you could argue that Bill Parcells done more with a lot less when the Cowboys that he inherited. Jim Harbaugh, what do you think about Jim Harbaugh?
That'd be worse than Pete Carroll.
I don't know about that. but
age-wise, well, you know, that's a possibility. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a splash.
It is a splash, And I think that he's a hot commodity right now. If he will not be coaching Michigan next year.
No.
He will be coaching some NFL team, likely the Raiders, Cowboys, somebody like that.
Yeah, and I hope it's not the Cowboys because I don't like Jim Harbaugh either.
Well, I don't either.
One more thing real quick. In the playoffs, college playoffs, they're over now. Michigan beat Washington, Alabama, Texas, both with one loss, got in. Florida State got left out, got beat by the University of Georgia 63-3 in their bowl game. And then they say, well, it's because we didn't have our players. Well, their argument was it didn't matter what players they had when they wanted to get in the Final Four.
That's a great point.
So I'm going to leave them out, but I'm going to tell you this. I believe they made a mistake when they didn't let Georgia in. And I think there was precedent for that before. And I think what they did was they made it where they felt like they had to put Texas in. And in order to do that, they had to put Alabama in.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would have worked if they'd put Texas in and left Georgia in. I think there had been a big uproar. And then there was uproar anyway. But, I mean, Georgia can't really say too much because Alabama just beat them in the SEC championship game.
But that was their first loss in 3 years.
Yeah, and Alabama. and I personally believe that Georgia is probably the best team in college football still.
If we'd had the 12-team playoff this year, even if Georgia had been in the five hole, yeah, they'd have come out of that and won the thing, my opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, you know, give Michigan credit. They beat Washington handily. And I think the Alabama game was a closer game than that. They potentially could have lost that game.
And I think that there was a sense, and probably the people that are around Nick Saban maybe knew before we did, that this was going to be it.
Yeah.
So maybe they're thinking, you know, wouldn't it be great if he went out as a national champion? But I really... You know, especially when you put the bowl games in there, did those kids that didn't play for Florida State, they make 60 points difference? I doubt it.
Yeah. I don't think so either. But, you know, and that's something else we can talk about just for a second, is that, we're fixing to move into a new era of coaching. You know, you lose Bill Belichick, you lose Pete Carroll, you lose
Nick Saban.
Hopefully you lose Mike McCarthy. but you know, those coaches have been at the top of the coaching heap for 30 years.
Well,
or more.
The Steelers, I mean, if you're a Steeler fan and you follow their Twitter, there's a lot of speculation that Tomlin's going to pull a Sean Payton. He's going to retire, sit a year or two, and then come back with somebody else. And I don't understand how that works. The Steelers only have him under contract for one more year, but the Steelers will get compensation from whoever signs him. And I don't know why that is. I guess for the compensated for the year that he didn't coach, that he was under contract when he retired.
Right.
But I don't know. I have a love hate relationship with Mike Tomlin. He's been really, really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there are things he does that just confound me. Why we waited so long to try to replace Ben Roethlisberger is probably the number one thing. And then the number two thing lately is how can you can watch Mason Rudolph for 3 years in practice and not see that he's not better than Mitch Trubisky? I just wonder how good a judge of talent you are.
Well, and Mason Rudolph played for him before.
Oh, Mason Rudolph's been there the whole time. He's not went anywhere else. He's just been buried on the depth chart. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if he was, I mean, he's seen him.
Yeah,
and I don't. You know, again, I think sometimes these coaches get things put on them that they may not necessarily 100% agree with.
I would agree with that. And you know, the thing is with the Steelers is. If they would happen to win today, and we just saw this weekend, anything can happen. Who would have thought the Texans would wear the Browns out or the Packers would wear the Cowboys out? If they win today, they have Baltimore's number. They would go to Baltimore. They beat Baltimore 7 out of 8 times.
Yeah, I was just going to say Jeff Tuttle's the only one.
Tuttle's, he's yelling at his radio now. Me!
That's right. That's exactly right. But you know, I think that there's a lot of good football left to be played.
Yeah.
Great game last night.
Yes.
I thought.
Yes, it was a really good
game. You know, really good game. Detroit did a good job.
Both teams had a chance to win that ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, and looking forward to the playoffs as they move forward. So
I think Philadelphia and Tampa Bay tonight is going to be a good ball game.
I'm not sure that Baker Mayfield's going to play.
Well, I don't know if it matters the way the Eagles are playing, though.
Well, that may be true.
I think Tampa Bay can hang around and beat Philadelphia in the end, unless Philadelphia somehow's got their act together in the last week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they're made of.
Yeah.
And tonight, and that'll be interesting too. Two good football games this afternoon. If you're listening to us, they've already been played. But
sorry, Tuttle's not here to explain.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right. Yeah. So they were played yesterday. Unfortunately, Tuttle's not here, so we don't know the scores.
Yeah.
but anyway, that wraps it up, man.
Absolutely.
Unless y'all got something else, I think that's it.
It's a snow day. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's do that. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate our sponsors and We especially appreciate the kids and the effort that they put in each and every week, and we love talking about y'all. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's all going to work out in the end.
That's right.
And thanks for letting us be a part of this. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.